From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Greene County reported 8 more cases of coronavirus October 15th, and Columbia County reported 1 more. There have been recent outbreaks or clusters at the Ghent Rehabilitation and Nursing Center and the Greene County Correctional Facility in Coxsackie. Greene County reported 8 of 385 test results announced October 15th were positive, about 2%. If that number keeps up much longer, Governor Andrew Cuomo could install lockdown rules again in Greene County. There have been recent cases reported in Greenville and Catskill schools and in the Greene County office building in Catskill. Ichabod Crane, Chatham, and Hudson schools have also reported cases since reopening. Columbia County reported its first COVID-19 death in over 4 months on October 14th, the 38th resident to have died since the pandemic began. Health officials have been pleading with citizens to wear masks, keep 6 feet apart, and wash their hands regularly, with Greene County sending out robocalls and emails on October 14th and many social media posts, too. In Rensselaer County, there have been 5 residents at its Van Rensselaer Manor Nursing Home who tested positive for coronavirus this week, according to the Times Union. And County Executive Dan McCoy said October 15th, Albany County COVID cases are approaching April peaks with 27 new cases. McCoy told the Times Union, and I quote, "As we look where we were, our numbers are spiking back up. We don't know what it is. We're trying to figure it out. I can't explain it," end quote. McCoy, not knowing where the COVID is coming from, may explain how 5 members of his extended family have recently been diagnosed with the disease, possibly from a recent family party. Diane Valden is reporting for the Columbia paper. The town of Copeg will receive $21,000 to help pay expenses related to the town's interest in dealing with Hegate Energy's proposal to build an industrial-sized 60-megawatt solar facility in Caryville. The Hegate's Shepherd Run plan calls for the installation of 200,000 solar panels on 500 acres inside a 900-acre project area. The facility will be located near the County Route 7 and State Route 23 intersection. Most of that land is now used for farming. During the October 8th town board meeting, Deputy Supervisor Richard Wolf reported the presiding administrative law judge ruled the town is eligible to receive the full $21,000 in intervener funds. Hegate has applied for the project under a state public service law Article 10 proceeding instead of going before the town planning and zoning boards. Wolf explained that Article 10 requires a developer to provide the funds to help interested parties, and I quote, "defray the considerable expenses incurred as they evaluate a developer's proposal," end quote. The funds will make it possible for the town to pay for the services of its solar issue attorney and environmental engineering firms. The funds are available until Hegate files an application for the Shepherd's Run project with the state sitting board. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Melanie Lekasevic is reporting for Columbia Greene Media. In a tour of development sites in the region recently, Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul toured the multi-million-dollar project in downtown Coxsackie, calling the project, and I quote, "transformative," end quote. Hochul said of the South Street River Development Project in downtown Coxsackie, and I quote, "I see a lot of projects around the state, and I can tell you right now, this is spectacular," end quote. Local developer Aaron Flatch received a $2 million grant from Empire State Development to fund the Wire Wedding and Event Center and the Newberry Hotel, which are phase one of the multi-phase project. The project, which will ultimately bring the wedding and event center, high-end hotel, spa, restaurants, storefronts, and apartment building to the South River Street area, is projected to drive economic development in the area. IDA Executive Director Renee Van Schaak said that in addition to state grant funds, the project received tax incentives from the Greene County Industrial Development Agency, including a sales and use tax exemption, mortgage tax exemption, and a payment in lieu of taxes or pilot agreement. The Wire takes its name from State Wire and Cable, the company that once occupied the building. Developer Flatch said the Newberry Hotel is named after James Newberry, the building's original owner when it was a machine shop in 1903. The facility is expected to open in June 2021, along with a new restaurant to be housed in the former Patrick Henry's Tavern. And you can read the full story in the Ravenna News Herald. Noah Zweifel is reporting for the Altamont Enterprise on the tentative 2021 budgets prepared by the towns of Bern, Knox, and Westerlo in Albany County. In Bern, property taxes are down and salaries are up in its tentative 2021 budget. The highway superintendent is scheduled to receive a 12.6% raise, the building inspector a 23% raise, and the code enforcement officer a 24% raise, in addition to a property tax decrease of more than 13%. The suggested decrease in the tax levy comes despite an almost $156,000 drop in county sales tax revenue. Supervisor Sean Lyons could not be reached for comment, but the potential 13% tax decrease is believed to be the result of reduced expenses, including maintenance supplies for buildings, computer equipment, the highway buildings account, the town park account, and the garbage charges. Tax rates were steady in the town of Knox, tentative $2.2 million budget for 2021, which also projects higher revenues and higher spending. Tentative spending plan with no tax levy increase must be adopted by November 20th after a series of town workshops. The draft spending plan was crafted by town supervisor Valicio Lefkadidis. Lefkadidis said, and I quote, "We have worked extremely hard over the past 5 years, micromanaging our budget by reducing expenses, holding vendors accountable, negotiating purchases, and accounting for every penny, and it has paid off," end quote. Total spending will increase by $22,000, while revenue, aside from property taxes, is projected to increase by nearly $51,000, and sales tax revenue is expected to total $930,000, about $78,000 less than last year. Westerlo's 2021 tentative budget features big changes, with a revenue loss of more than $200,000 and a nearly 6% property tax increase that covers what could not be saved through expense reductions. The tentative $2.9 million budget is a first draft. Supervisor William Bitsteman said, and I quote, "There's no doubt that the coronavirus has impacted our town, and certainly you can't deny the downturn in the state's economy and the corresponding sales slump," end quote. The sales tax revenue projected totals $950,000 compared to last year's anticipated income of $1.25 million. The preliminary spending plan reflects a decrease in allocations totaling almost $135,000, including two highway department's layoffs, reductions in employee mileage reimbursement, office supplies, museum contractual expenses, and more. You can read more about this story in the Altamont Enterprise. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.